This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, April 15th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. The Obama administration has engaged Cuba, lifting travel bans so Cuban Americans can return to their homeland to visit. So what should be next? Juan Carlos Hidalgo, Project Coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute, comments.
It has a lot of significance in the sense that it shows the willingness of the White House to engage Cuba, and it's a very different tune from the Bush administration that actually tightened restrictions on Cuban Americans traveling to the island and sending remittances there. So in that sense, it's a very welcome departure from the previous 8 years. However, this measure only affects 1.5 million Cuban Americans, which is not a significant number, and still the rest of Americans, 99% of the population, are not allowed to travel to Cuba and are not allowed to travel with Cubans. So I think that the administration should be bolder in pursuing a more aggressive approach towards the government in Havana, which means lifting the embargo and also lifting the travel ban.
So much of the concern that I'm hearing about this lifting of this travel restriction is that it will entrench and strengthen the Castro regime in Cuba?
Well, certainly more people traveling to Cuba and doing tourism there and leaving more dollars with their families and in local businesses is going to strengthen the Cuban government, as in the sense that the Cuban government is going to have more access to U.S. dollars. However, it's pretty obvious that 47 years of embargo and travel ban have failed to weaken the Cuban government in any way. So I think that even though certainly some of this money is going to end up in the coffers of the Cuban government, a lot of this money is also going to end up in civil society. It's going to end up with Cubans, independent businesses, and this is going to strengthen them vis-a-vis the Cuban government. And I think that's a positive outcome of this policy.
You suspect that absent any widespread criticism or furor over this, that Obama will be taking further steps down the road?
President Obama is going to face a lot of pressure in Trinidad and Tobago in the upcoming Summit of the Americas from other Latin American governments in order to ease further the U.S. policy towards Cuba. I think actually this is a preemptive move from the Obama administration in order to ease some of this pressure. However, I think that the Obama administration is going to expect that the next move comes from the government in Havana, and that the Castro regime releases political prisoners or shows any sign of political openness in order to take further steps to ease the travel ban and to ease the embargo towards the island. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that the regime in Cuba is going to change from one day to the other. However, that's why I think that the Obama administration should be bolder and shouldn't condition further reforms towards Cuba on reforms in the island.
What are the other impacts of having more Americans being able to visit Cuba?
When announcing this policy, the White House said that Cuban Americans are the best ambassadors of the American people in Cuba. So that's true. I mean, Cuban Americans certainly relate to their families in Cuba, but they also show why many years of living in the United States have made them wealthier and more prosperous than those who stay in Cuba under a communist regime. However, I think that this is precisely why this policy should be expanded to all Americans, and because all Americans will be magnificent ambassadors to Cuba. And this interaction between Cubans and all Americans, not only Cuban Americans, will definitely bombard the years of indoctrination of the Cuban government towards the Cuban people, presenting the U.S. as the enemy, presenting the U.S. as the empire. And that will help strengthen the cause for democracy and political openness in the island.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is the Cato Institute's Project Coordinator for Latin America. You can read more of his writing on Latin America at cato.org.